it's time for our weekly theater review. Theater critic J. Wynn Russick has been to Arena Stage in Washington to see a play called Disgraced.
At first glance, it looks like the hippest, most sophisticated, intimate dinner party. Two young New York couples. The hosts are a Pakistani-American corporate lawyer and his white artist wife. The guests are a Jewish curator at a prominent museum and his wife, an African-American corporate lawyer. This small social gathering could be a picture of America at its best. You might find yourself wishing you could be a guest at this dinner party. Playwright Ayad Akhtar offers audiences the next best option. We are flies on the wall, silent observers, in his 2013 Pulitzer Prize-winning play, Disgraced, the most produced new play in America this season. It's receiving its area premiere at Washington's Arena Stage, and at the performance I attended, the observers weren't so silent. Several times, this fully charged production elicited gasps. So, don't get too comfortable observing the play's smart, urbane dinner companions. Soon enough, you'll be glad you're not sharing a meal with these folks. Soon enough, civility and sophistication are replaced by invective, animosity, jealousy, and not-so-latent racism. Hints of dissension surface early in the conversation, when Joe Eisenberg, as the curator, describes a portrait of the play's protagonist, Amir, painted by Amir's wife, Emily.
So, there you are, in your $600 Charvet shirt, like Velasquez's brilliant apprentice slave in his lace collar, adorned in the splendors of a world you're now so clearly a part of. And yet, yeah, the question remains.
The question
of your place. For the viewer, of course, not you. It's a painting, after all.
This painting is atypical for Emily, played with earnestness and heart by Ivy Vahanian. Most of Emily's paintings have a strong Islamic influence. It's time we stop paying lip service to Islam and Islamic art, she tells the curator. We draw on the Greeks, the Romans, but Islam is part of who we are, too. While Emily defends the Islamic tradition, her husband Amir disparages it. American-born and Muslim-raised, he calls himself an apostate. From the start, anger and resentment, partly self-resentment, hover close to the surface in Nehal Joshi's portrayal of Amir. On the night of the dinner party, Amir, irate over a turn of events at his law firm, has been drinking before his guests arrive. By the time the dinner table talk turns to airport security and racial profiling, the ground is getting shaky.
The next terrorist attack is probably coming from some guy who more or less looks like me.
I totally disagree. The next attack is coming from some white guy who's got a gun he shouldn't have.
I'm pointing it at some guy who more or less looks like me.
A few minutes later, when Joe Eisenberg's rather smug curator brings up 9/11, all filters are off. The play explodes. Playwright Akhtar inserts a plot twist in the subsequent exchange between artist and curator, a twist that feels contrived, a convenient device to speed us to the next shocking developments. But the heated discourse, the urgent questions the play raises, and the intensity of Timothy Douglas's direction make Disgraced a joltingly visceral experience. And the play's volatile issues, particularly immigration, identity, and attitudes toward Muslims in this country, will make you think Disgraced debuted during the current presidential campaign instead of 4 years ago. Disgraced is intended to get you riled up. But when I left the theater, I felt sadder than I did angry. Sad that what started out as a picture of America at its best ended up as a picture of America at its most divisive. It may not be a pretty picture, but it's as topical as it is crucial.
Disgraced is at Arena Stage in Washington until May 29th. We've got a link to more details on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. Theater critic J. Wynn Russick joins us Monday mornings here on Maryland Morning. Next week, Judy reviews Brouhaha at Baltimore's Theater Project. I'm Tom Hall. Glad you're with us this morning. After a break from the news, Vivi Etemé, a local student who has just made her major motion picture debut. This is a great story. Stay with us.